A mantra is a motivating chant like, I think I can, I think I can. You repeat it over and over. And as you chant your mantra, it releases the positive energy and decreases the negative thoughts or stress. And as I think about my two businesses, Blue Diamond Staging and Design and Willowbrook Printable, I realize they help people in different stages in life. So I came up with a new mantra, which is a short phrase that helps me define my business and how I can create that positive energy and decrease the negative thoughts or stress. And I love this because my mantra comes full circle, because we are in one of these phases in our life and why my businesses exist. So listen in to hear what my mantra is. Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hello and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel. Thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate you guys out there listening into my episodes. And I guess I've been doing some soul searching lately and didn't quite really know it until I stumbled upon and discovered that I really enjoyed helping people and making them smile. As a business owner, that's not something you always focus on, but it is such a wonderful end result when you're done with a project. So I recently helped out one of my clients. She moved into a new home. She was downsizing. I think I mentioned this in the previous episode. And just the joy on her face afterwards, when I just hung up what to her was probably not very simple, but for me was, I was just hanging up artwork in her home to make it feel like her home. And that joy, she was just so happy and giddy. It was kind of funny. I kind of caught the giddiness with her too. You know, I was just so excited for her and so happy that she could move on with her life and keep going, right? And that's kind of what my mantra, I think I've come up with, which is supposed to be a short phrase and is about my business and everything. But as I thought about it, I realized that I help people in different stages in your life. And it started off with my Blue Diamond Staging and Design business, which was staging, right? So that's the first part of my mantra, is staging. And I help people get over the obstacles of what it takes to get their house ready to sell. Because some people may hit a huge roadblock and just don't know what they need to do. What is it that they have to get to? All they know is that they need to get the house sold. And if I can get them past that stumbling block, we can move on to the next thing, right? So with staging, you know, I'm helping people. Yes, I'm helping people rearrange. And some people, when I tell them that's what I do for a job, they're like, oh, that sounds like so much fun. And yes, it is, but it's very stressful for the homeowner. And if you can have a saying of, okay, this is what I need to get through. I need to get past this. We're just staging the house. It's just temporary so that we can move and get into our next house, right? That may be your mantra. That may be, we're staging and we're moving, okay? So yeah, and that maybe that's what you need to hear, right? So it's staging. That's the first part of my mantra, right? We're staging. The next part is moving. And with Willowbrook Printable, my Etsy shop, I didn't realize when I created my checklists, these are checklists that people actually need to help get them organized, right? Get yourselves organized in somewhat of a fashion, because it's just, moving can be very stressful. That is a very stressful time in your life. It doesn't happen often unless you're in the military, which happens every 2 or 3 years, depending on who you are and what you do and where you stay, right? But moving is a negative energy. And by providing these moving checklists in my Etsy shop, Willowbrook Printable has all sorts of different kinds of moving checklists, whether you're moving with the military or not moving with the military, or maybe you're moving internationally, which is 10 times it feels like it could be worse. Or maybe you have a college student who has to move into a dorm room. You know, I have those kinds of checklists. Maybe your college student is moving into an apartment. They've graduated college and they're going into their first apartment. I have that kind of checklist too. But those are things that help make that negative energy go away and help you move on to the next phase of your life, right? Which is decorating. For some people, that might not be the, that's the, oh my gosh, I have to decorate my house now? You moved into a new house. So that's the third part of my mantra. So I've got staging, moving, decorating. Some of you may enjoy it. Some of you just may not at all. They're just like, I just want to get into my house and start my new chapter in life, which is fine. But that's one of the things that I talk through in my podcast here, or even my blog posts, are giving you some ideas on how to decorate your house. Where should you put that furniture? What colors should you use? Maybe you have some, you know, dark wall paneling, which I mentioned an episode or two ago. Or you have a small space that you have to decorate now. Like, how do I do this? So that decorating phase of your life may be a month, 2 months, 6 months, heck, maybe even a year, because sometimes you don't have the budget or the time to do everything all at once, right? So you're decorating little by little, and that's a lot of the things that I can help you with here, with my design ideas and bring up options and give you something to think about when you get into your new home, whether it's a condo, an apartment, a townhome, whatever it is. It is a home for you to make it your home, make you feel like it's your space. Okay. And then the last thing I have is living. So staging, moving, decorating, living. Living your life, living, whether it's traveling, whether it's planting a garden, maybe you're building something like a she shed or something, right? You got past the decorating and now you're like, well, now I'm going to live my life. You know, maybe I got kids to take to soccer practice, and that's living your life. And that's some of the things also, whether you're having birthday parties, you need some invitations, you need some ideas on how to plan a party, right? I have those types of things also in my Willowbrook Printable Etsy shop, just to make your life easier, to help you move things along, get rid of that negative energy, and start thinking positively about, look, we've got summer coming up and I've got kids at home. What the heck do I do, right? You know, so maybe you're going to have a summer pool party, right? Or birthday parties. And I know some people are like, oh, well, do I do it at home? Do I, you know, it doesn't have to be complicated. It really doesn't. But if you're living your life, if it's something like a travel checklist, a packing checklist, a beach checklist, I have all those kinds of checklists in Willowbrook Printable as well. And I didn't realize that until I started thinking about those two businesses and how they can help you, motivate you, get you moving in the right direction, and decrease that negative thoughts or stress. Because look, there are going to be days that we're just going to just, you know, crumble and go, okay, I can't adult today, right? That's a phrase, right? I just can't. You know what? So you pick up and you move on tomorrow, right? And you either are staging or moving, decorating or living. So that is my new mantra that I hope I can help you with in some fashion in your life, in whatever phase you are, because it is like a circle, right? For me, that's how I see it. One of us are going to be in one of those phases in our life. Are you living your life? Are you, you know, meeting new people? Are you a small business owner? Are you retired? You know, are you, you know, what are you doing to live your life? Like I said, there are so many different ways to do things, but there's no reason for you to be stuck in a negative down spiral, right? I'm normally a very positive person. You will normally see me smile a lot. And it's, if I'm not smiling, there's probably, I'm stressing about something, right? And we just need to release that stress. So I hope this gives you some clear guidance on how I can help you in the many different ways, different phases that we can be in life. Because there's really no reason to have to be as stressed. I know that you got to reach out to people. I know as a military veteran, there are lots of different programs out there that are there to help you, your loved ones, whatever it may be. There's many different, it's just a matter of just reaching out to them, right? And see what they can do to get you past that stressful part of your life, all right? Staging is temporary, right? Moving is temporary. It doesn't last forever. It may feel like it. When we moved internationally to Germany, we were in a hotel my husband was in a hotel for 2 months. We were in a hotel room for 2 weeks with the rest of the family in there together. Yeah, that was stressful, living out of suitcases for 2 weeks. I know it's not much. Some people have lived out of suitcases for several months in a hotel. I know, and it feels like it will never end. But it does, and you move on, and you get to decorate your new house, and you get to live, and you get to do whatever it is that you're living that you want to do that makes you happy, whether it's fishing, boating, cruising, whatever it is, okay? I hope this gives you something to think about. See how many different ways I can help you get through different phases in life. And I hope you guys have a fantastic week. Okay? I'll talk to you later.